Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Welcome back to Mornings with Stephen John C. Podcast, friends. Thanks for tuning in again as we continue our journey through the Psalms. In Psalm 49, we learn that worldly wealth fades, but faith in God lasts forever. Now, in Psalm 50, God calls us into a deeper relationship, one built not on empty rituals, but on authentic worship. This psalm opens with a dramatic image, God, the righteous judge, summoning the heavens and the earth to witness his message to his people. But instead of condemning the wicked first, he addresses his own people, those who know his name but have lost the heart of true worship. Today's devotional is titled, The Heart of Worship. And Psalm 50 verses 14 to 15 reads, "Sacrifice thank offerings to God, fulfill your vows to the Most High, and call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you will honor me." Psalm 50 reminds us that God desires heart-led devotion, not hollow sacrifice. Let's look at its core sections. Verses 1 to 6. God appears as the righteous judge. He calls all the earth to witness that he alone is the ultimate authority. His presence is radiant, consuming, and holy, revealing his justice and glory. Verses 7 to 15. God's rebuke to his people. God reminds Israel that he doesn't need their sacrifices. He owns all creation. What he truly wants is thanksgiving, obedience, and trust. "I have no need of a bull from your stall, for every animal of the forest is mine." Verses 16 to 21. A warning against hypocrisy. God calls out those who speak his laws but live contrary to them. He exposes the gap between religion and righteousness. Verses 22 to 23. A call to repentance and renewal. The psalm closes with mercy. Those who honor God with thanksgiving and right living will see his salvation. The message is clear. God is not after ritual, but relationship. Worship that pleases God. Today's passage reminds us that worship is more than songs or offerings. It's a life surrendered to God. You can sing with passion, give generously, and even serve tirelessly. But if your heart isn't aligned with God, it's just noise. True worship flows from gratitude, obedience, and authenticity. It's saying, "Lord, I trust you, not for what you can give, but for who you are." It's easy to drift into performance, doing Christian things, without genuine connection. God's words here are both gentle and corrective. "I don't need your sacrifices. I want your heart." When we approach him with thanksgiving and humility, our lives become living offerings. Pleasing to the Lord God doesn't measure worship by volume, but by sincerity. This psalm challenges the modern believer just as much as it did ancient Israel. When faith becomes routine, God invites us to pause, reflect, and renew our connection with him when worship feels hollow. Remember that God isn't impressed by performance. He's moved by surrender. When you're in trouble, verse 15 gives a promise. "Call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you." Worship and trust open the door for God's rescue when the world praises appearances. God looks deeper. He sees the motive behind every word, song, and act. When you struggle to give thanks, gratitude transforms worship. It shifts your focus from what's missing to who remains faithful. God doesn't want your perfection. He wants your presence. And when you give him your heart, you give him everything that matters. Heavenly Father, thank you for reminding us that true worship isn't about rituals, but relationship. Forgive us for the times we've gone through motions instead of meeting with you. Renew our hearts today. Teach us to worship you in spirit and truth. Let our lives reflect gratitude, obedience, and authenticity. Lord, help us to honor you in every word, every action, and every decision. For every listener today, stir up fresh love and devotion within their hearts. May they experience your presence not only in church, but in their everyday lives, at work, at home, and in quiet moments. We give you our hearts, Lord. Be glorified in us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Friends, God's desire isn't complicated. He wants your heart, not just your hands. You can bring him your praise, your tears, your questions, and even your brokenness now, and he'll receive it all as worship when it's offered sincerely. So today, let your worship rise not from duty, but from delight. Let it be real, raw, and rooted in love. Because the God who judges the world is also the one who longs to walk with you in mercy. If today's message spoke to your heart, share it with someone who needs to be reminded that God desires relationship over ritual. Be sure to follow Mornings with Stephen Johnsy Podcast on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. Subscribe and leave a review wherever you listen. Thank you. I'm Stephen Johnsy, and this is the Mornings with Stephen Johnsy Podcast. God bless you.